Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she got it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. I just landed in Europe, nigga. Shopping bags, I'm a tourist, nigga. Money talk, I see fluent, nigga. Reeboks on, I just do it, nigga. Look at me, I'm pure, nigga. I bet the hoes on my door, nigga. I don't bop, I do the money dance. My bitch whip, cause 100 grand. Red bird, you see me slide. Sexy bitch, I hope she bout it. Sexy bitch, I know she bout it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she bout it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Fuck with me, you know I got it. Sexy bitch, I hope she bout it. Come fuck with me, you know I got it.
Hoax landed in Rome, nigga. All hell Caesar's home, niggas. Chin Don, Chow Bella. Come money dance with the good fellas. Ho keep getting that DeMero, got it. Even if a nigga got a rabbit, get it. Blackjack in a cut seat, no. A nigga got unlimited credit, A nigga got a lot of vendettas, But we the black mom, we gon' set it, Peeled off in a Lamborghini cone tie. 200 in the dash, we gonna rev it. Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano. 100 keys at the piano. Place across the Verrazano. El Pasino. In a villa in Venice, sipping vino. Not bad for Muliano. Y'all know, like we know. I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it.
Welcome to Wrestling This Factor for March 17, 2014. Your host, Wayne Benitez, back up on here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a treat for you. Up and comer. I'm doing her thing in Texas and other circuits, all over the indie independents. She go by the name of Breen, a.k.a. Queen Bee.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Wrestling X Factor, Kat.
Hi, how are you?
good. I can't complain. Just a snow day.
Did you say a snow day?
Yeah, in the northeast area, in some parts of northeast, especially Maryland, where I'm at.
I see. Well, here in Texas, it's not cold and it's not hot. It's actually perfect weather. But the past couple of days have been pretty bad. I got sick, and I am sick now with the flu, but I'm getting better. So, yeah.
I don't mind training places for you right now to be down there in the warmth.
I'm sorry?
I don't mind trading places with you. I'm enjoying the weather down there.
Yeah, the weather's pretty all right over here. It's actually, I think it's in the 70s, I believe, so it's pretty good. But I'm a little sick, so I'm in bed and drinking some water and watching some wrestling.
Yeah, we hope you get better. And is it true that a lot of fans or others also compare you with the looks of AJ Lee?
Yes, I've gotten that a lot. Ever since I started wrestling, I would get it a lot through messages, and then I guess the fans that go to our shows, because we have a weekly show on Fridays in McAllen, Texas, at Cine El Rey, and our fans there, I guess they started to compare it. Yeah, a lot of fans started comparing me to the looks of AJ Lee, and then I started getting it from people from all around the U.S. I personally don't see it, but a lot of people, I'm only assuming, I don't know if she's Hispanic or not, but I'm Hispanic, and I guess it's the long, dark hair.
Yeah, she's
the
Puerto
eyes
Rican,
or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, she looks Hispanic, and I guess I look Hispanic, so I'm assuming that's where they're getting it from.
Right, yep. Actually, April Mendez, her outside name, so.
Yeah, I've gotten those two also, Eva Mendez, and actually, what's the name of the other, the wrestler, Rosa, is it? I've gotten that a couple times, too.
Rosa Mendez, yeah.
Yeah, Rosa Mendez, that one.
Yeah. Let's see that if some of the staff or agents are listening. Maybe Paula Vett can be recruiting you to do an angle with AJ Lee, her long-lost sister.
A lot of people do say that. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, it used to bother me a little bit, but now I've just because I guess I warmed up to it. It's not really a bad thing. So I don't really mind it anymore. I mean, it's pretty cool, I guess.
And were you a wrestling fan growing up, watching wrestling?
As a young kid, I would say, I mean, I watched it all the time with my dad. My dad would take me to, I started off watching Mexican lucha shows in Matamoros, shows like AAA or CMLL. That's how I started off. And then, of course, the regular, Sting and RVD and wrestlers. I'm the only girl out of three brothers, so my brothers were always watching wrestling or boxing and stuff like that, so I got into it that way because of my brothers. And I guess as a child, I was into it. I just never thought that it would be a sport that I would actually pursue or get into. And naturally, I'm a very competitive person. I like to compete. I was in sports as a kid. And wrestling, when I joined it, I would say maybe 3-4 years ago, I became really into it. And I've been wrestling for a year officially as a, in the indie scene. And but I started training last year as well. So on the 22nd, it'll be my first year, completing my first year of wrestling.
And I heard I've seen a couple of your work is you are actually a good worker. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I usually keep my work grounded. I like to do grounded work. I like, I guess, the ground and pound part of it and the brawling aspect of it. Old school Texas wrestling is what I enjoy doing. Not really much of a high flyer, but one of my signature moves is a missile dropkick from the third. So that's one of my, that's probably one of the only high spots that I do. Basically everything else, I'm a brawler, and I enjoy hard-hitting Texas style for sure.
And yes, what are your memories of AIWF?
I'm sorry?
What are your memories of working at AIWF? If we have lost technical difficulties, we'll go back to the line. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
It's 9 in the morning. I ain't been asleep yet. I thought sleep was for billionaires. I think I'm the last of the street niggas left.
I like that.
Gangsta Greasy.
When it comes to stunting, I'm like Money Man Meech. Put my city with me and we coming in the fleet. And now I'm getting richer, they don't want me in the streets. I'm thinking, fuck an album sell, we sold 100 bricks this week. 1,000 grams of crack, take it to the table. Bag it all up, take it to the label. And tell them to distribute it, I'm getting cake ridiculous. Right like a frog jumping through the traffic, ribbiting. They telling me to turn down, they say that I need Ritalin. Ballin' like I'm drawing a assist from Scottie Pippen it. In and out the flows, crossing over like I'm dribbling. Running laps round and rappers tired like Michelin. Started off with sipping them, but that wasn't it for him. Yellow, gold, Cuban diamonds, blue like Michigan. Been told you niggas that it's levels and it's differences. To this lifestyle, the way a real nigga living it, I'm getting it. Nigga, put yourself in my predicament. If you was getting all this fucking money, you won't spend this shit. I be at the dealership, putting out and picking shit. Just to shake the town up, talking off the Ricky shit. Take them to the Clanport, no Instagram, picture it. Niggas taking pictures for the Instagram. You in the shit, on the jet, 50 for the flight to go to live and shit. Spend another 30 on a shit, but never sip the shit. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. I can have $1 million knocking at my door. Riding in the passenger like Tupac Shakur. Only thing that's different is this new Glock that walks. Get a rush from the paper, rush from the money. And money talkers like you say, hush to your money. These broke niggas say I talk too much about the money. This what we doing for you, for the love of the money, nigga.
We sitting in here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. Not the game that I go out there and die for. and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We're talking about practice, man.
Huh? You ready?
You're cutting up. I can't really understand what you're saying.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We're having technical difficulties at the station.
Oh, okay. I see that. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, I've been in another radio station. They were having the same issue a couple of weeks ago. So it's totally fine. I have about 10 minutes because I'm going to take off to the gym. So I don't know what questions you wanted to ask me about wrestling or wrestling. I know for sure, like, if it's, I can talk to you about I'm having a show. I'm going to be in a show this Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to go against Darby Hayden. It's not going to be for the title. It's just going to be a return match for in Laredo, Texas. And then on Sunday, I'm going to go against Miss Dyslexia in San Antonio for and then on the 29th of this month, I have a match against Barbie Hayden, and this time it is going to be for the NWA Women's Championship belt. So I'm really looking forward for that date in Houston. So I'm pretty excited.
Yes, Bobby Hayden is actually a good women's worker also.
Yeah, she is. I've had the opportunity to work with her a couple of other times already, so I'm looking forward to working with her again. They're going to be good matches. She's a good competitor. She's a good she's tough. So I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yes, and also another alumni for the Wrestling X Factor on radio. She's been on in the past. She's a down to earth, cool, has tons of charisma also.
Yeah, she is.
Yes. Do you enjoy working as a heel?
Where, I'm sorry?
Do you enjoy working as a heel?
As a heel?
Yeah.
I do mostly, my work is heel work. It's probably a preference of mine. It's definitely comes natural. So basically everywhere I go, yes, it's basically heel work. And I enjoy it myself as well. I don't know if you've seen the match that I had with Casey Carlisle. It was posted on Facebook, but it's not on YouTube. There's a bunch of matches that were posted on my Facebook account, and they weren't on the actual YouTube page. Casey Carlisle was beating one of them, and that was a very, very tough fight. It was also for the champion for the NWA Women's Belt, and that was a pretty tough fight with her. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but...
Yes, we're familiar with her, the former NWA Women's Champion.
Yes.
Yes.
She's amazing. She's a really good worker, and she's very, 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 very tough. Probably the toughest fight I've had to this day. It was against Casey Carlisle, for sure.
And where you work at a Wrestling Revolution, NWA, that's actually a good stomping ground for you to compete against the best right there on that, the best women throughout the U.S.
Yeah. Wrestling, NWA The Wrestling Revolution is the promotion that I work for. They actually gave me the opportunity to come in and wrestle for their company. I started off as a valet, moved up. After that, I became singles, I guess. I started working singles, and we started getting in more girls, and I started going up against them. But Wrestling Revolution is my home. It's where I come from. It's where I was built. It's to me, Wrestling Revolution they've done a lot for me. I was trained there. There's a lot of great workers that work for that promotion, and I'm very grateful that I learned from all of them because they've all taught me a lot of great things.
Yes. And there's another young lady you also work with, Jordan Grace.
Jordan Grace, yeah, I worked with her. She actually gave me my debut match last year in March, March 22nd. That's why I say that's when I complete my full year of wrestling. But yes, she did give me my debut match. It was very tough as well. But then again, I was very inexperienced and I did not know much. And I would love to have a rematch against her, hopefully sometime soon. I would love to work with her again.
You also worked in also Lucha companies also?
I worked for Rodas Promociones. I worked with them maybe, I can't remember the exact date, but it was last year, probably around October or November. I worked in a competition called the Queen of Queens, and in Spanish it was Reina de Reinas, and I did work heel in that promotion. Worked with a lot of great luchadoras, and definitely different than American style. They're a lot faster, and it's fast paced, and they don't really work that much into like holds and submissions and stuff like that. They do a lot of it's more fast-paced, and but I really enjoyed it a lot, and I hope I get the chance to work for them again. It was very fun, and I worked against Estrellita. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she's in CMLL. It's, I guess, the second biggest promotion in Mexico, first one being AAA, but they're the second biggest promotion in Mexico, so it'd be like the TNA of the United States.
Yes, next to AAA Mexico.
Yes, and yeah, it was really like an honor working against her and the rest of the ladies that I worked with. It was it was interesting and very different, and I hope that I get to do that again.
Yes, they carry on the tradition well over there. Definitely. Definitely have everything's natural, and they actually continue the history of it.
Hello?
Yes. You also have been working with the guys also. How was that experience?
Working with guys is a lot it's not as different, but I would rather work with men only because you learn a lot more when you're going up against guys, and they're faster, and they can take hits, and so can I. I'm not afraid to take a hit. I mean, this is wrestling, and I know that, you know, we're all going to get hurt eventually during a match, or I mean, you really don't feel the hits until after you walk out that ring. You have so much adrenaline going through your body that you don't even feel them. I've never broken anything, thank God, not wrestling. The only thing that happened is when I was helping out with the ring, one time a plank fell on my foot and I broke my pinky toe. Besides that, I've never broken anything or... I dislocated my jaw once, It was on a really high clothesline that I received, and I dislocated my jaw, popped it back in, and continued with the match. That happened in Laredo last year. No serious injuries, I would say. But, yeah, I mean, wrestling with the guys is funner, I would say. So I'm just waiting to keep going with Wrestling Evolution and the story that they're going with. I'm very excited.
Yes. And you definitely has the size also that you're mostly taller than most of the females at 5'9", I would say.
Yeah, that's my advantage. Yeah, I have a 5'9". I lost a lot of weight. I actually used to weigh 149, almost 150 pounds last year. I was 5'9". Well, I am 5'9". This year, I kind of decided to start toning. So I got on a diet, started eating a lot more healthier foods, started hitting the gym Monday through Fridays, and I lost at least 20 pounds. I'm about at 131 pounds right now, so I met my goal weight, and I'm very happy where I'm at right now.
Yes, you definitely put in a lot of work.
Yeah, have been going to the gym constantly.
Yes, do you have any interest in one day going overseas to, like, Japan or any other countries?
I would love to go everywhere. I mean, I would love, of course, primarily Japan, and I would love to go to Australia. I know they have a lot of talented women in Australia, Europe. I would love to visit out of the States for sure. Right now I'm basically just keeping it in Texas, trying to work as many promotions here, and then move on over to other states, and then after working outside of Texas, then hopefully start moving on up to working out of the country, and that would be, that's definitely a goal of mine, but hopefully that'll be soon. That's my main goal this year, to work outside of the United States.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you have any goals for also working with anyone in the that's currently in the business or at even in the top women's feds like Shine or Shimmer?
Yes. I would love to work for Shimmer. I mean, anybody in the Shimmer roster, I would be happy to work with. People that I've looked up to are. And why I joined wrestling was because of Sarah Del Rey and cheerleader Melissa. That's usually who I look up to in wrestling. They're a big inspiration in my career, as well as Mercedes Martinez and Madison Eagles. They're all inspirations in what I do, all part of Shimmer. And Shimmer is definitely something that I'm going to try to conquer this year. I would love to move on up over there and go up against the talented. I mean, they're extremely talented women, and I know I would learn a lot from them.
Yes, yeah, definitely a good promotion up there, including another Texan also, Athena also.
Yes, I've actually met Athena, but I have not worked with her.
That'll be another excellent work also in the future for both of y'all.
Yeah, for sure.
And do you have anything else to plug for any future dates?
Just basically the shows that I've told you about. I mean, we have a weekly show on Fridays here in McAllen, Texas. The doors open at 7:30, and the show starts at 8 at Female Ray. It's a weekly show. So, I mean, we would love for you guys to come and check out our show. We have some on YouTube. at WRTX TV. You'll find a lot of our matches there. We've brought down wrestlers like Carson and Jack Stain, Barbie Hayden, Jordan Grace, Casey Carlisle. We've brought a lot of great talented workers, and we have our own talented workers as well. But I guess the only show that I would plug would be I'll be in Laredo this weekend on Saturday going up against Barbie Hayden. And then on Sunday, I'll be going up against Miss Dyslexia in San Antonio. And then on the 29th of this month, I'll be in Houston, NWA Houston. And I'll be up against Barbie Hayden as well for the belt. And also on April 5th in Lamarck, Texas. So it's going to be a busy month for me, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, definitely a busy month. You're kind of March Madness.
Yeah, March has been a really, really busy month for me. And hopefully, I mean, it'll continue to be throughout the rest of the year. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes. Kat, it's been an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor. You can come back anytime to the show to rant or rave or to promote any of your shows or anything like that.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate letting me come on your show and talk about what I do, and I really appreciate it. It was nice meeting you, and I hope I get to talk to you soon again.
Yes, we'll hope so, too. You have a wonderful night.
You, too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And that was a talented Kat Green. Ladies and gentlemen, we ran out of time. You can reach this episode on our group page, Wrestling X Factor, on Facebook group page for all the archives, or blogtalkradio.com. You can download or listen to this archive also. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.